The White House wants federal workers to pay 1.2% more of their paychecks for retirement benefits. Administration officials say it could be worse. Republican lawmakers have suggested that federal employees pay much more. But that doesn't appease Colleen Kelly, president of the National Treasury Employees Union.
Federal employees are already under a two-year pay freeze, and that amounts to a $60 billion contribution from federal employees over the next 10 years. I think that was enough to ask and enough for federal employees to give.
The plan would phase in the increase starting in 2013. Another union, the American Federation of Government Employees, calculates that someone making $47,500 a year would have to pay about $600 more, for example. It's short-sighted, says Robert Tobias, the director of key executive leadership programs at American University.
And I think this will have more of a negative than a positive impact on attracting the kind of people that you need. And second, I think it's going to lead to a very large exodus of those who are eligible to retire.
But Tobias applauds Obama on another proposal targeting government employees. The president wants a commission of lawmakers, union representatives, academics, and others to look at federal policies on pay, performance evaluation, and other workforce issues. Paul Posner, director of the Public Administration Program at George Mason University, says it's about time.
We've got, you know, the federal general schedule is now pockmarked with more exceptions than possibly than the rule, with different kinds of deals for different kinds of agencies and titles. And so I think that is the kind of top-to-bottom look that we need to not just take this one line item, but look at the whole package that we're offering new and existing employees and see how competitive we are for the kind of quality workforce we need.
Yet unions say the proposal took them by surprise. There's already a management labor council that's supposed to address these issues. NTEU's Colleen Kelly is a bit wary.
So we will wait and see how they approach that commission that they've decided they're creating and its mission. And obviously it will be something that we watch very closely because more ideas, good or bad, about the federal workforce could come out of that.
Kelly says she's also disappointed that feds under the CRCS retirement system won't be getting the benefits of President Obama's proposed payroll tax cut because they're not eligible for Social Security. That's something she says she's now raising with Congress. President Obama is also seeking about $21 billion in savings by adjusting health care premiums and pharmacy copays for military retirees. American University's Tobias says veterans aren't going to accept that quietly.
People came into the military under a certain set of assumptions and expectations. They stayed, they retired, and they didn't expect that they were going to have to pay. But that was one of the benefits. For many, they took less pay in return for the expectation of what they would get in retirement. So I think it's going to be very hard for the president to make that, to implement that.
And Congress may not be willing to ask vets to pay health care premiums for the first time, especially considering we're a year away from election. President Obama delivered his plan to the so-called Supercommittee of House and Senate members tasked with slashing $1.5 trillion from the federal deficit. His plan goes farther by proposing $4 trillion over 10 years. Posner of George Mason University says if the committee rejects some of these proposals, they'll still bounce around the Hill.
Our deficits and our debt are going to continue to, you know, be a hangover, and particularly as the economy picks up, I think we're going to see more and more efforts made to deal with that. And as again, I think every section of the budget is going to be on the table: farm subsidies, you know, higher education subsidies, the Defense Department. And I think, you know, when you have that kind of fiscal problem, why you're paying compensation to your employees is got to be part of that.
The president's plan reaches all corners of government, including the struggling Postal Service.
When you look at the proposal in its entirety, we're extremely encouraged by the president's proposal.
At least there, Deputy Postmaster General Ron Stroman says it made some happy.
It provides us the type of breathing space that the Postal Service would need in order to enact many of our network changes that we want to make to our existing network. and would give us the opportunity to reduce our costs in the short term and develop a longer-term proposal for resolving our retiree health care benefits.
Obama's plan allows the agency to put off a $5.5 billion payment to the Treasury until after the Supercommittee finishes its work around Thanksgiving. Then he would give back nearly $7 billion that the agency has overpaid to the federal employee retirement system and let it restructure its health benefit payments. Some lawmakers are already criticizing that move as a bailout. House Oversight Committee Chairman Daryl Issa, a Republican, says Obama's plan relies on accounting gimmicks. His committee is marking up his own reform proposals on Wednesday. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.